different strokes.
Gabriel, you're not that Jamaican, are you?
Nah.
Damn shame.
What, ride the panani? Come on.
Mm-mm.
Ride the panani.
Oh, but yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. Can't say ride the tuntun.
Yeah, no, I heard that one, to be fair.
Hey, you got to respect the, you got to respect the panani.
I heard that still. Tuntun. You know, when I think of panani, yeah, do you know what I think about?
Panani?
The film where my girl's, was it Janet Jackson? It said to Tupac.
Panani. Yeah, that was so odd.
Punani.
Yeah.
You want this Punani?
I was like, that's Janet Jackson, dude.
Like, control. Like,
you
know.
Like, what, you see what Janet Jackson did that's to my Mike's... man on the stage that time?
Yeah.
What was wrong with him? What were you going through? That like, he seemed like he was. His soul had left him. Even before.
He probably had a crush on Janet Jackson for God knows how long.
Listen.
He felt like that girl felt. On stage with my man.
I've been a Janet Jackson fan from day.
Chubby Jack.
Before she did music, when she was in
Cosby Show.
Fame. She was in Fame.
Yeah.
Then she was in the Cosby. Oh God. Yeah. So for that guy, I totally understand everything he went through. He went through some shit. He had the existential crisis. He was like, well, I don't need my job. I don't need that woman I'm seeing. What's her name? I don't know her. I can't remember her name. I don't need her anymore.
JJ.
This is it. Janet was breathing on the... Whew.
And she was rubbing his...
Yeah, she rubbed his joint. Yeah.
And
she touched his joint, mate. Yeah.
She touched him.
Yeah.
Wait, are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, here we are. Oh, Janet. Oh, well played.
In a minute.
Give me a second.
Thing is, I understand the oomph for Janet, but then I look at Janet and I see Michael and I'm just like,
yeah,
nah, dog, I can't do it.
Same.
I can't do it.
The tuntun's not.
Well, it doesn't make your joint.
Yeah, nah, the tuntun's not. Yeah, not for me.
You're not attracted to that tuntun?
Not that kind of tuntun. You know whose tuntun definitely won't do it for me? What's Michael Jackson's other sister?
LaToya.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. Nah. She done Playboy and everything.
She did, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, that tuntun. Expired tuntun. Nah, you see this word? Do you know what it is? All the old school slangs were
it's coming. And it's coming, they're coming back.
Yeah, and they're coming back. Because I remember back. When people used to say, a panda.
I'm sorry, what? Wait.
Ham.
What? Who?
Ham, you know.
When?
Ham. Rather than beat pressed.
Oh, Pam. Oh, yeah. Pam.
Why you got to beef up your voice like
press? It's that Pam. That Pam sound. Pam, you know what I mean?
Pam. Yo, no.
Although, at one stage, people used to say slam, so.
Yeah. Slam,
yeah.
Slam,
yeah.
Pam.
I can't lie, man. Black Londoners, we're some cool people, man.
We are. We seriously are. Cool and people, on that note,
yeah.
Episode 190.
Mm-hmm.
DSP.
Hey.
Different Strokes Podcast.
In the building.
I got Mr. O on my right.
Oh, yeah.
Gab's in the studio.
And we won't stop. Yep. Actually, no.
And myself,
that.
Drinks. Yeah. Kay, you're not here. Reese is not here. But I will say, by this time this episode comes out, it's Reese's birthday tomorrow, I believe. Happy birthday, bro.
Happy birthday, Holmes.
Yeah, see you soon.
Pew, pew.
Let's get the show on the... Hey, who you got for the fight on Friday? Francis versus AJ.
I don't want to. My Nigerian-ness is not allowing me to say what I want to say.
No, say it. Speak your truth.
Unless Anthony returns to what they call his former glory.
Wait, I moved my chair. Am I still in the camera?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then the Francis boy is going to clean his clock.
Ooh. Wee.
Unless Anthony's last few fights, they've not been shaky. They've not been choco. Remember,
I'm not allowed to speak about AJ.
Remember,
apparently I'm a hater.
He don't lose. He don't say, hey, Wallawi. Ah, since when? My friend, take your loss and grab, my friend.
You know what it Jot. Is? I think what's going to win AJ the fight and why Fury struggled with Ngannou is because Fury's not a power puncher, so he lacks power. So we know Ngannou will be able to absorb a Tyson Fury punch. He's been hit with 4-ounce gloves in the UFC, and he's, do you know what I'm saying? He's solid, right? And we know Ngannou's got power. So that's why Ngannou was able to clip Tyson Fury and catch him. And Tyson Fury's quite he's quite clumsy. He's been dropped many times in his career.
So is AJ, though.
But the thing is, Joshua's not... AJ's
been dropped by two people.
The problem is that Joshua's not a tactical boxer.
And Ruiz, so yeah, just two people.
That's the problem. Joshua's not a tactical boxer. He's not clever. He's not thinking. He's not thinking,
he's not that kind of boxer.
You can see it in him when you're like, oh, this fight is going down for him.
But at the same time, I think he has a good enough defense and enough experience to walk down someone like Ngannou, who, in his fight against Tyson Fury, did not look that comfortable. He was counter-punching a lot, and you could tell whenever a fighter is counter-punching and relying on power.
That's his first fight, man.
Yeah, but then you're not going to learn. You see what AJ's learned from the age of 18? You're not going to learn that with two...
That was stupid.
What?
You're not going to learn that with two training camps. It's not possible.
No, I hear that.
I'm just looking forward
to the fight, to be honest.
Yeah, it's going to be a spectacle.
I just want to see blows.
Yeah, I think...
Pause.
Wow! You want to see what?
You make it worse, you know.
No, that's the craziest one. You have to admit, that is the craziest one.
That is not the craziest one.
And the funniest thing is that I'm mature and all this shit. I don't give a fuck.
Let me land. You had the craziest one. Remember what you DM'd Kadia in the group at the time?
That was crazy. You couldn't wait to release. That was crazy.
We have wild moments.
What does your brother think? Because he's into boxing, so what does he think about?
I ain't spoke to him about this fight, but okay. we've been speaking about is it Haney
and Ryan Garcia.
But I reckon that may get pulled.
Ryan Garcia's going through some
because he was on Andrew Tate's spaces. And he was talking about Illuminati and stuff like that. So
he was talking about
I don't know if that's still going to happen.
Part of me thinks. Because I remember there was, what's this guy's name? Teofimo Lopez. He was fighting Josh Taylor. And I remember that was like his hardest fight. And so what he did is he happened to convince the world he was going through mental health problems. And, you know, he was acting bizarre during the lead up to the fight. So everyone thought he wasn't fit to fight. And then he gets in the ring and he puts on his best ever performance. But then at the same time, there's been instances in the ring where, I can't remember who it was that fought Lennox Lewis. And he had a mental breakdown in the ring. And he started crying.
Oh, wow.
And they had to stop the fight. But he apparently... I think he had beaten Lennox Lewis already. And then he rematched him. But his name was like Oliver... Was it Oliver McCall? And his thing
that
was...
That rings a bell.
He used to walk into the ring and cry. His thing is he used to charge himself up emotionally before he got into fights. Because he used to use that hurt in the ring. But then he gets in the ring now. And I think he's... You know, Lennox Lewis obviously... One thing about Lennox Lewis is if he loses to you the first time, he's going to adjust the second time you're not beating him.
He's going to rock you up.
He's come out, he's keeping him on the end of the jab, he's punching him up basically, and Oliver McCall just has a mental breakdown in the ring and starts crying and like walking around the ring, and yeah, the ref just had to stop it. So I hope with Ryan Garcia something like that doesn't happen. I hope they get him out the ring. I hope the fight doesn't actually happen. If he's really going through something, yeah, they should take him out. Let's take him out.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I didn't even ask how everyone is, man. Yeah. Oh, how are you?
I'm all right, you know. Doing good still.
This man. I'm all right, you know.
Man's all right still, you know. Still got 2 feet, 2 eyes. Dick still rise. Yeah, I'm all right. It rhymed. It rhymed.
Check I hate it. You still.
Check the tape.
How are you, Gabs?
Yeah, man. It's been, you know what? It's been an all right week. It's been an all right week. Can't complain. Been an all right week. I think being alive in itself is a blessing. I look at life like that.
It is. I think sometimes we obviously take it for granted.
Yeah.
Because you only get one. And sometimes when life is life and you just...
It's very easy to get caught up in it and then not be able to step back and go, wait, ooh, okay, I'm alive. Oh, shit, look at that sun. Look at that way that sun is looking over there. Like, just the littlest things just make you feel happy to be alive. So no matter what it is you're going through in life, sometimes you got to stop and go, I'm having this big, buff piece of stress of whatever it is I'm stressing about on a floating rock in the middle of I don't fucking know where, next to I don't know what fucking universe with whatever people, but you're so lost in what you're going through in your little circle of life that you just don't stop and take a second to go, hey, listen, there's more important things in the world going on.
Yeah, I came across, I don't know if it's one of the topics you guys have, but I came across a story online about a couple in India, and guy was with his wife and seven men in the country caught his wife, they're tourists, caught his wife, they beat the guy up and they you know, his wife, to his wife in front of him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Now, for me, I see a story like that and I can't imagine the mental state I would be in whilst that was happening, after it happens, before it happened. I think I need to die before it could even take place. I don't think I would even let myself live to see, experience, feeling the pain that would come with that. So when I look at things like that, I'm like, bro, man, I need to not complain, you know? Because there's someone in this world that's going through something that's so insane.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
wow.
Yeah, man. Certain things I think of, I'm like, oh, no.
It is weird, because if you think of it, things like that, like, it makes you look at your life thinking, the things I complain about, mine are compared to what other people are going through. But you're still allowed to complain.
Yeah, 100%.
Don't get me wrong, but you have to think, right, if that was me, like, what would I do? What would I say? Like, I don't know.
Wow.
It's nuts.
That's... Like,
it's crazy. Like, for me, how do you recover from that?
You can't.
Because it's bad enough for the woman. But you as her husband, that couldn't protect her.
First things first. It's... You have... Oh, my God. You have to be there for her for everything that she's gone through, first of all, before you can even start to deal with the fact that you were there and all of that. You've got to help her, and she's going to be in pieces, and that's before you can even start to deal with
your
feelings about it and how you feel about it.
You have to kind of like put away your issues and be there for her.
Sorry, I was talking about this last episode. What's the Gerard Butler, Jamie Foxx film?
Law Abiding Citizen.
Yep. Take time. Learn the system. Build tunnels under jails.
Click, clap.
Buy industrial places. Buy a buzzsaw.
That's mad. All right, I want to start on a light topic.
Sweet Moses.
I want to start on a light topic.
Oh, I'm airing everyone out. Oh, my God.
Full clip.
Your judge. You're the man who runs your chicken shop. Oh, my God. Everyone.
Wow.
I do it with a smile. All right, cool. Sorry, that's dark.
That is dark. The black man's head nod. Is it dying?
Yo.
I've seen it many times. Sometimes you pass a black person like...
Sometimes...
It's the older generation, though.
Gabriel, do you engage?
I do it, yeah.
Mark, do you engage?
Yeah. I do it, yeah.
Black men, keep the black head nod alive.
Please. please.
It is.
But saying that, how long do you wait for that person to give you the?
No, but
sometimes you don't want to be staring at someone.
Sometimes there's just eye contact with someone to the point where you can't do anything else but just go. Just give them a little help. Sometimes you get it back. Sometimes you don't. But hey, listen, I'm alive. I'm going where I'm going. Cool. It's such a nice thing.
Yeah, he gabs his dude.
Like, do you know what it is? Because I remember when I worked in Cambridge, and where I worked, it was a curry store, but it was massive. It was like the biggest store in Cambridge, and it was well over 30 employees. Worked crazy amount of people. Loads, well over that. Probably like 50. But there was only two black people. So I remember when I seen the black person for the first time. No, there's three black people, but there's two that were in constantly. The third one was in on the weekends. So
to regular media, that's a gang.
Yeah. That's great. So when I saw him, it was the head nod. Another example of the head nod is when I moved to Cambridge, I was living in a random house. So it was house sharing.
Trap house.
where it was nowhere near the city. It was in the countryside of Cambridge.
Yep, so that sounds like a trap house to me.
It was in like the bad area. But
Gabriel, you're not really making this sound like not a trap house.
Shout out Arbery 22 Somerset Close.
See, anyway, sounds like a trap house.
Sounds like a trap. If that's not a trap house address,
but I remember. Parents were taking me to view the spot. Cool, the room was big. Cool, took it. I had no choice. All the uni accommodation was gone.
Yeah.
Right? But then, I'm in the house now, and there's a white boy called Martin, who, he does this thing. I've never met anyone that does it before. Live action role play. It's called LARP. LARPing.
Mm-hmm.
Where he dresses like a soldier. Like, he will have, like, shields.
Oh, yeah.
Like, swords. Will have like shoes with spikes on it, a battle axe, and he'll go out in the field and all of his guys would, so his friends would come to the house
and they all dress up.
His friends will come to the house to pick him up and they will come dressed like warlords. Like, it's quite intimidating if you don't know what's going on. They'll come to the house, they'll wait outside dressed like warlords, battle axes. And I'm talking, these things aren't like Halloween costumes. You could cause real damage. Like, they're real heavy things. Yeah. So he was there, then we had a white girl called Amelia, then I had my Polish guy, Jakub. And I remember thinking, oh my God, there's no black person. This is crazy. I went and moved to Cambridge because I wanted to be around black people.
Wait, you moved to Cambridge to be around black people?
No, because it was either that or going to Edinburgh or Middlesbrough, right? So I had to, so that was like, and then I knew someone that goes to Cambridge, but then he was on the other side of the city. So anyway, one day I come in to the yard. I'd been at my friend's house over the weekend in Cambridge. I didn't like staying in my house. Coming during the weekend, here's a guy cooking some food. Dreadlocks, black guy.
You get a round of applause.
Remember that meme with the little baby going?
Yes.
And that's my close brother till today, Latrice. That's my brother. That's my guy.
I love meeting people in them kind of situations.
And he was just so, because he was from Northampton. Oh,
yeah.
So he's everyone's the same, but there was a difference about him. He was still a bit different.
Mm.
So it took me a while to kind of. All right.
Based on that thought.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Okay. Yeah.
And then tell me if you've ever had this happen.
Fellas, you ever see an ass so nice on a woman, you end up meeting a cool ass brother?
The on call.
A woman walk by you in a nice ass, she's like, ooh, look at that motherfucker there. And then you look up and you see a guy catching you looking at the ass.
Do you know what's crazy? Real crazy about this? this clip, what's real crazy about this clip is, I remember when I was younger, like college times, and obviously every guy does the thing where a girl walks by and you, you know what I'm saying, you turn your neck, right? But whenever I was with girls, I wouldn't do it. But then I realised girls do it. So I'm like,
You didn't know that, Gabs?
Yeah, like they do it more
no,
than
no, 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 wait, 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 wait.
They sometimes do it to the point you don't even know they're doing it.
Wait, wait. That's a beautiful moment that Gabriel just had right there. There's something, again, this is one of them happy to be alive moments. There's something small to be said about that moment where, as a man, you kind of, when you're around women, sometimes if you see a woman you want to look, but you're like, eh, I won't. And then one of the women you're with looks and goes, look, and you're like, what? What? Really? And it's stupid. I know. But it's a big thing because you're like, wow. I didn't know. The rules have changed.
The rules definitely have changed.
Even when I have like conversations with H, she'll come up to me and she'll be like, oh, this girl's got body. Look at this. Or, oh, this girl's Niash. And yeah, I feel kind of like I'm speaking to the man now.
Yeah.
I'm all right now. I'm, yeah, this is, I'm okay with this, you know. Like,
it's the beauty of like having
Can
females allowed to say, can we say females or ladies? Like, what's
you know what? Term? I don't even know nowadays because some people say it's offensive to say that. But I think there is a beauty in having.
Who's that? The Lebossoir.
Friends that are of the opposite gender.
The Lebossoir.
Friends are of the opposite gender.
Friends of the opposite gender. Is that you can just be yourself sometimes and they'll be like, yeah, I saw them. I saw them things swinging.
When you can be yourself around them, it's a good feeling because you know what? Because it's like they look at things from. They have different perspectives that you would need to see as a man and listen to as a man to improve yourself.
Mm.
So when I'm around my female friends, my women friends, I learn a lot. I learn a lot and I like having conversations with them.
I learn a lot about how they sometimes think and how I come across to them. And then stuff that I've learned in relationships, well, like if I've got an issue, whatever, I talk to them about it.
And they can give you good advice on it.
Yeah, because, they're making me a different outlook of it.
Exactly.
So it's a beautiful thing.
Listen. There was one time I was on the train. I was on the overground. And I got on and I sat down on one side. And then this guy got on and sat down on the other side. I had my headphones on, he had his headphones on. I was playing my game, he was doing something on his phone. We just both heard, well, or felt this just hard clopping of shoes.
Okay.
Like heels, like approaching. So it was like, at the same time, we both kind of sort of looked. The shape of this woman was a sight to behold. She was beautiful and shaped amazingly and was dressed accordingly.
Okay.
By the time, so in man mode, I'm already like, all right, well, let me just look down at my phone. Yep, she's about to walk and I'm going to look up in three.
Yeah.
Two.
You count down.
One and... listen, I'm old now. I'm not... Whoa! Ooh.
Yeah, you don't do it. Oi,
my size! No, just...
Maybe you get caught looking.
As I looked like that and went... I looked up and he looked at me in the same way and went...
I've seen you and uncles there.
Listen.
I was in a train station. Uncle. I said, this. Yash has killed this one.
Listen. If an African man ever does this. Yeah. Mogbeo. Guy! Oh, they do this one.
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah.
Oh, the hey one.
It's a madness.
Look at him. shit.
Their reactions to it is mad. Like, their reactions, what? Yeah, no, it's great. Yeah, man. Ghana, South Africa must be a very crazy place to go. Must be a very crazy place.
Yeah, man. Keep the black head nod alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Keep it alive, man.
You know what I mean? It's just a little... You good? You good? You keeping it alive? You keeping it alive? All right, cool.
Yeah, just...
Walk good, brother. Walk good.
You're a black person.
Walk good. You know what I mean? You're all going through some shit.
I saw something where someone tweeted that a woman knows when a man stops loving her, but a man will never know when a woman stops loving him. Do you think that's true?
I don't know about these things.
Ouch.
I'm not sure about these things.
Well, you ain't been in love, Gabs?
I wouldn't say so, no. I wouldn't say, like, serious levels of attraction, yeah, but or affection, but I don't think... I've got a theory, right? I don't think the majority of people have experienced love. I think they're experiencing the emotions that they think
is love.
Is love. But I don't think the majority of people have experienced love, because with love nowadays in this generation, it comes with conditions. And
all right, if you're speaking about this generation,
yeah,
I'm just talking about in general.
In general, no, I wouldn't say so. No, I wouldn't say I've experienced deep love. No, would you not say you've experienced like deep?
Oh yeah,
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 yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because for me, it's like deep love for me can't be broken.
It can.
That's the way I view it. It can. Would you? What? Because then the question is, what kind of things can break? Because for me, it's like, okay, maybe infidelity.
Yeah, well,
is obviously one.
Yeah,
but
because then you got to remember, deep love.
You can fall in it, and you can fall out of it.
Deep love and a relationship are two different things.
But this is
a mad thing to say, but if you can be deeply in love with somebody, but the relationship that you two have just doesn't work. Do you know what I mean? But that deep love that you have for that person is there regardless.
Yeah. Because that's another thing, right? So okay, cool. So with love, the way I view it is this. I don't think the majority of people will experience it nowadays in this generation. The reason why I don't feel as if a lot of people will experience it in this generation is because times are just completely different. What people are looking for has changed.
Mm. A lot of jaded people, like I said, a lot of conditions. Like, you got love with conditions.
Yeah.
What do you bring to the table?
Exactly.
Oh, I need at least £100 to go out. So date.
There are a lot of agendas.
Before, and this is all
my love language is money.
And this is all before any idea of love is even on the table. This is just talking stage. What talking stage used to be.
Yeah.
The talking stage. Oh, talking on the phone for looking like, wow, we've been on the phone for 2 hours. Why have I got this broom in my hand?
Yeah, why is my neck aching?
And it's like,
oh, talking stage.
Like, back in the day, because you got to think about it as well, right? So to be on the phone to a woman, right, for a long period of time, or to a man or whatever you was on the phone to, right, would be money. It wasn't unlimited minutes like it is now.
How far back in the day are you talking about, guys?
No, I'm talking, even when I was in college, it wasn't unlimited minutes.
Bro, 7 to
7,
man.
Yeah, 7 to 7. What's that?
1 to 1.
After
7 p.m, 7 a.m, fam.
Oh,
free
seven,
calls.
No, but that was house phones.
No.
Mobile phones, my friend.
Mobile phones. When I was in college,
that was 1 to 1,
before T-Mobile was what? T-Mobile 1 to 1.
When I was in college, right? If you were calling from T-Mobile or 1 to 1 at the time to another network, it's not unlimited minutes.
No.
You have, but maybe to call a T-Mobile number, yeah, of course.
T-Mobile, 1 to 1 to 1 to 1 was free.
But I'm saying,
Gabriel, let me tell you, black people at 6:58 charge their phones up.
I used to have house phones.
And we're like this.
Yeah, my house phone.
Waiting for that 7 o'clock. As soon as 7 o'clock hit, that's free calls.
And then we used to do the, for us, it was 5 day pass as well. So you can call anyone on T-Mobile with a 5 day pass, which is £5. And so you can have unlimited calls. But when I got my first contract, when I think about it, I had unlimited minutes to call people on T-Mobile, but then I had 600 minutes to call people outside of T-Mobile.
Yeah, but so, how many people did you know outside T-Mobile?
Oh, I knew quite a few, you know.
I did.
You know why? Because when BlackBerries came in...
Outside of T-Mobile?
You know why? Because when BlackBerries came in, the other big networks... The other big networks had to do something to get people to buy. So they came about, so, and they started making things cheap. They started making things cheap. And then everyone had a BlackBerry now.
I was a BlackBerry Don, man.
For me, still the greatest phone. I don't care what no one
I was vexed because the last BlackBerry I had got stolen.
Oh, damn.
Moped, isn't it?
I hear about that.
They snatched it.
I hear about these things.
I had the half, the buttons and the touch.
Oh, you had the that's the advanced one.
It was the one.
Before that, I had
three Blackberries.
I had a BlackBerry Bold 9700, do you know what it is of a BlackBerry as well, right? When I told people, like, bro, if you was a creative as well,
it was slick.
It was so good. You can send a broadcast.
Yeah,
and they could tell people to send a bro, and news used to spread through their broadcast. It was so good.
I took my BlackBerry on a full charge to a village in Nigeria, which I had to drive 7 hours to get to.
And it didn't die.
And I wrote Tall Tales of Tatiana Blue on my BlackBerry in the village. That phone was the shit.
What a phone, bro. What a phone. And the keyboard was so good. The keyboard was great, man. Yo!
Keyboard was great.
Oh my god.
How did we get here again?
We're speaking about love.
I was saying
in general, right?
I love black women.
Nowadays, there's a Dr. Umar Johnson meme where he's like, your competition is on the other line. Your competition, and that's the way I view love, right? Your competition is on an application called Tinder. Your competition is on Instagram. Your competition is on Snapchat. Your competition is on Twitter. You see, back in the day, our parents would get in relationships, but guess what they can't do? They can't go on Instagram and view 100,000 other men within that area.
Yeah.
They can't do that. They had to step outside. Whereas nowadays...
So do you think there's too many distractions and too much noise?
Too many distractions, because what that has done is it's raised the expectations. And it's hurt black men the most. And I'll say this because, cool, I find that a lot of people expect a lot from black men,
mm-hmm.
right? But remember, we've only just started seeing money. We didn't come from generational wealth. So saying you don't want to date a broke N-word, a broke guy, bro, we're black. What do you mean? I'm seeing black women saying, I don't want to date a bro, N-word. I'm like, bro, but I'm your
but
brother.
Again, you said,
I was with you when mom and dad couldn't afford.
No, but like you said,
we were together.
It's the expectation. The expectations of what people feel should be the norm is exorbitantly madder than what it used to be.
And there's a perfect example of this, right? So a perfect example of this is I had a conversation at the time with people that were, they were at the time, they were 18-year-olds. At the time, I was 25, right? But they were artists and we was talking. And they were like, yeah, if a boy takes me out on a date, he's got to spend like £300. And I said, what college student has £300 to spend on you? Yeah, that's like people nowadays, yeah, they get money, innit? Like, if £300 is nothing, like, take
me
on a date.
Do you think also as well, let's say the men, there's a lot more pressure for them to make this money.
Of course. And that's why I said it's going to affect black men more. It affects black men more because here's the thing. I'm not saying all white men are set up with, or white boys are set up with generational wealth and have a great kickstart to life, but they definitely have a better kickstart than black men.
Each and every single one of us know one who's just gone from okay to okay to okay, and you've gone, fam, you never really had to struggle for much, did you?
Yeah, 100%. 100%, and it's like,
shout out to Aiden.
I realized early is the black boys I was around, when they got to a certain age, it was, yo, how are we gonna get this money, white boys weren't on that. They was on PlayStation, they was doing other things, they were looked after, they didn't worry about
they
money
didn't, they weren't worried
we
about
was
it.
Worrying about money when we was so, like
so do you
15?
Think that in, let's say, in their heads is been the reason why, let's say I got to get this car, I got to get this blah, blah.
100%.
So I can compete with the other guys.
100%.
And I have to show everyone
exactly
that I have it. I can't just silently have it and be cool at home and be normal dressed in looking like Bill Gates, just in a normal shirt and trousers. No, you've got to see that I've got it in what I have on, in on what's on my wrist, on what I'm driving.
Yeah. And it's, and you know what? It's always been like that in the black community with black men. But we would show off, like, I'm talking before my generation, older generations, right? And you can speak about it. You would probably show off with the way you dress. You will have a certain swag about chains, jewelry, chops. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? But now it's gone to a whole nother level. We're talking about people that work in Sainsbury's driving E-classes. We're talking about people with average jobs paying hundreds of pounds every month to have like a good Mercedes Benz. We're talking about people paying for Rolexes or finance.
I call it going for broke.
Mm-hmm. All right. For me, as a Nigerian, it's watching Gabriel. You know when Uncle has the red big beads on?
Yeah.
You know when he's got them on, that's Uncle.
Yeah.
People are doing, for come from that and seeing what that represented culturally, historically, etc., to how it is, that is just insane. It's mad.
I do feel sorry for that for this generation.
Because I say this because we're all black men going through it and experiencing pressures of being the struggles and the pressures that come with being black men.
But transracial.
I hate it, so I might have to join you on that. But when I speak to some of the younger black men in my life, like my little brothers or my like younger friends that, you know, or guys in a group chat that we kick ball with, and I listen to them and I'm like, yeah, man, you man are going through it. I don't know how to explain it, but there's something about seeing, this is what, the reason why people gravitated to Bukayo Saka and black boys gravitated to Bukayo Saka is because there was something about seeing a black boy on the pitch that just enjoys football.
It looks like he enjoys it.
He looks like the school kid with the chicken and chips after school with the night just do it back, and he's living his life. That's how Saka looks.
And
like,
he's got a change of shoes in a JD drawstring bag. Yeah.
So there was an interview after a game once where they've nutmegged the player, and then him and Eddie and Katie has gone, oh whoopsie or something like that. And it went viral on Black Twitter because it's like, yeah, that's the man them.
Yeah.
When you see Sterling, it's like, that's the man them.
Yeah.
Right? Black men have that kind of affection to each other.
Yeah.
So when I see the younger black men, I'm like, that's the man them. They're the same as me. But then I see what they're going through and I'm like, shit, it's actually worse than what I was going through.
Yeah.
So that means you're going to do the same thing I was doing. And you're going to feel sorry for the generation after you, and it's only going to get worse and worse and worse. Because, bro, you work in a school.
But that's the thing, because then you know, like music. When you used to listen to music around your parents, and they'd be like, what's this noise you're listening to? And now when you hear certain songs and certain styles of music, you're like, what the fuck? Is this music? Like, it's not even on beat. They're not even on beat.
It goes full circle.
But that's the thing. So now we're becoming who our parents used to be.
No, we are. And I'm becoming that as well.
That's that's a funny thing to
and
think
I
about.
And I said to myself, I was never going to become that
likewise
guy. And I've become that guy.
I don't know when it's crazy.
Do you catch yourself when you do it? You're like, oh shit.
Sometimes I catch myself thinking, that's what my mum would say, man.
Oh, lock that up.
do you know what I find myself doing? So I find myself on TikTok and I see these people doing this stiff hip dance and it makes me sick. It's like you're just moving too much. And it's like back in the day, you would have been robbed for this kind of behavior. So I'm watching it.
That is Roadman 101.
I'm watching it and I'm like,
you would have been robbed for this shit.
It's like, it's like when I first moved back to Catford after uni, and I used to see the youngers.
You used to see youngers
skating.
Robin season.
I used to see them skating. I said, wow. Catford frontline. You're skating. You wouldn't even dare do that back in the... I'm like, oh my God.
The ends have changed, fam.
But it's a good thing. But I'm like, what? There's certain things do make you feel uncomfortable. Where I see it and I'm like, that's washed. Why are you stiff-hipping like that as a man? What's wrong with you?
Oh my God.
So yeah. The skating is crazy. You're skating.
No, I tried ice skating and that one for me.
Oh, bro, it looks difficult.
Man. I can skate.
You can skate.
I can skate.
Big shout out to Leon who tried to make me ice skate. I was like Bambi on ice, man. And someone like skated past me. Though. Someone skated past me, and I fell, and whoosh, I felt the drop.
The wind.
I was like, I ain't doing this again.
Yeah, nah,
so you can skate.
I can skate, but I. While everyone had like the wicked, like back in the '90s when skating was a thing. And, you know, everyone had the big black skates and then they had the leg warmers around them. And I was like, yeah, mum, like, those are the skates that can you get me those skates? This is like, what, I'm between eight, nine, 10. Like, yeah, mum, I want roller skates. Everyone's roller skating. And every time people come along for me, oh, can he come out? And they'd come out in their roller skates and they got the little leg warmers and the leg warmers are looking mash up and tired, but they go good with the skates. You're like, yeah, I want that, mum. Boom, get me them. And then she went to Hackney Marshes one Sunday and she came back with these. Oh.
African parents always do this as well.
No, West Indian ones do
these. Okay, cool.
They were red.
Yeah.
Shiny.
Yeah.
With a rainbow.
Yeah. Sounds about
go
right.
In there to a rainbow star.
Oh, wow.
On both sides.
Sounds about right.
And multicolored wheels.
Yep. Sounds about right.
I have to respect the skaters because during lockdown times, they brought that shit back.
And no leg warmers. Listen, they were in car parks.
I kind of miss lockdown.
My daughter showed me some stuff about skating in car parks. Like they're like weekly meets.
Yeah.
At car parks, people come. They bring music. They bring speakers. They bring drinks. And it's just a known thing. I love it. I love seeing it. I miss skating in Stratford. I miss the skaters in Stratford.
Stratford ain't the same no more, man.
Yep.
I mean, I miss the old Stratford. But anyway, swiftly moving on. Stratford will be Stratford.
Shout out to Maryland. Because we always shit on Maryland on this pod. I don't know why.
Maryland, it's a station in the mountain, man.
They've recently closed like another mall in Stratford, right?
They're gonna shut the in shops.
The in shops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My old stomping grounds. So that's where I used to work at CD bar.
That's where I used to get the wickedest incense and paraphernalia.
Oh, yeah.
I got my first tattoo in there.
Oh, is it?
Me too.
Yeah, the Scottish. Was he Scottish?
Listen, if you're listening and you know about the tattoo shop in Stratford in shops, let me know. Holla at me.
Yeah, because I heard about that and I was like, oh, man. Yeah.
My mum got a tattoo there.
This generation still uses it. They're like, where am I going to get my piercings from? Because there was a video.
Hair products and stuff like that.
Like, where are we going to get our thing from? Yeah, it's crazy.
Nah. I saw something on Twitter. Twitter be the place, or X, whatever you want to call it.
No, it's Twitter. I just can't do it.
They've done a thread of like, why did you smash once and didn't want to see her again? I got some answers here.
Oh god! Oh my god!
He's even got dates.
Oh my god!
April 28th, 2018. Woke up at 2 a.m. She was wide awake, looking at me. She said, "You sleep like you have no worries."
What? See, yeah,
I ain't finished yet. So powerless. I could have strangled you in your sleep.
Oh yeah, yeah, man. Yeah.
He was like, I was shocked as fuck. I don't know why she said that. She said, I don't know.
Oh my God, no. Listen.
I got more.
Listen, I've had a Dutch pot alarm, but that's scary.
Yeah, you spoke about it on the pod.
I know. That's what I said. I've had a Dutch pot alarm, but that. And he said, why did you say that? I don't know.
It just felt that.
Hoo hoo.
But then, how am I meant to sleep then? Like, worried.
Okay. All right. So, are you going to go back to sleep? No, I'm just going to continue sitting here. Okay, so you can go.
So, another one says...
the door.
She asked for monthly allowance.
See, but that will become a norm one day because it's going down that route. It's going down that route. So
after just a one night?
Yeah.
She wanted a monthly allowance after one night.
Basically, that happens. Basically said after every visit, she wants some money. That's called prostitution, my friend. Called
prostitution. Oh, wait a minute. I was going to... I don't wait.
That sounds like Pretty Woman.
Light bulb.
Yeah.
That sounds like the oldest job in the world.
It does. Ew. Another one said, she didn't flush after doing a number two.
Now you're being paid.
I mean,
shit happens.
Nah, not flushing is a madness.
You say shit happens.
It does just shit happens. Could have been an accident. You could be missing out on the love of your life because, you know, she accidentally forgot to flush. Forget to flush.
Listen, say if it was a massive log.
I'm doing devil's advocate, but forgetting to flush after a two.
How are you forgetting to flush after a two?
How?
Did you wipe?
Well, you must have.
You hope so.
But then...
If you wipe, then how are you forgetting to flush?
I have no idea.
Then the aroma's in the air and everything. Can't do it, dog. Especially after the first night.
You can't accidentally forget to flush a two. It's just that simple.
Maybe she left it on their purpose.
This is not the height of conversation we're having here.
Oh, no. You may just see that and be like, woo. I got my business done. No, that's actually crazy, though.
Yeah, but see, these again, like Gabriel said, with these types of lists and things like that, we laugh at them. But then we start hearing stories of these things just literally becoming the norm of relationships and intimacy and just, you know, learning to just getting to know somebody. And then it just becomes what, not who are you, but what are you? And what are you bringing me?
She's bringing you a number two. Unflushed.
That's disgusting.
Floating.
That's disgusting. Because if you wipe, then there's obviously tissue. Anyway, I'm not going through the internet. I'm not. Because even the.
The master's not mad.
I need to stop it because my head is the narrative is continuing.
On a serious matter here, we can go from funny to.
I don't know if you can do that. My head is still.
I can do it. Trust me. The number two. Why have I got number two in my head?
Sorry.
You told me, yo, serious, yeah? So the number two, what are you doing?
All right. Let me get my bearings. All right. The O2. Alright. Straight face. The O2 Academy, Brixton, has announced its reopening in April, making the end of 16 months closure period following the tragic act. Well, obviously we spoke about what happened at O2 Brixton Academy. Obviously, I think two people died, and a lot of people injured.
Yeah.
How do we feel about that? Because I would say that. I mean, business needs to be business. Like, it's the only event, only like hall there that they normally have events there.
Yeah,
I see a lot of people angry in the comments and stuff. But then, what happened in Manchester with the bombing? That place got reopened.
Yeah, they didn't. There wasn't any backlash on the establishment where it was held reopening.
Don't act like people ain't being killed in.
Yeah, but it's. It's, I can hear Reese in my head going, it's like quick response, flash thinking.
Is it too soon?
The incident wasn't, you can't put it on the establishment itself.
It's security.
Yeah. It was a security issue that resulted in what happened. So for that event, that you would assume that they would have an issue with the security team, the security firm, and whoever was hired as security, cool. But to say that, you know, there's an issue with the music venue opening again, but then that's like okay, back in the day, how many times were there like stabbings in clubs?
Countless.
And the club sometimes didn't even close. They just took somebody out, and within minutes, there were people dancing on the same dance floor somebody just got stabbed on.
Yeah.
So, not to say that it's the same, but I don't think that there should be such an attack on the music venue opening. On a historic music venue, because remember, before it's the O2, that's the Brixton Academy.
Yeah.
I met Lauryn Hill at that place.
Was she late?
No, she was on time.
Okay.
Don't do that. It's hard because it's now tied into the people who died and the people who were injured. This place opening is like a disrespect to them.
Mm.
And again, they just weren't kept safe by people who were employed to keep people safe. As well as young mob mentality energy of, oh, if that door's open.
Yeah.
We've all been at an event or a venue where the door opens, and as soon as the door opens, it looked like World War Z.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I've done it too. I've been in a rush. I miss a good rush. But yeah, because of how people are today, it's been tied the disrespect of, they're seen as the disrespect of reopening is disrespecting the people who died or the people who were injured there. But again, it wasn't the music venue. The security team didn't do what they were meant to do, as well as not being able to control a massive crowd.
Yeah.
A massive, massive crowd who, no, I don't know how strong the security team were, but they look like they were like, yo, if we want to go in, oh, we're going in. And we outnumber you. There was actually nothing the security team could have done.
I remember
actually
back in the day, like I had a good couple of friends who were security guards and stuff. Like, one's telling me stories that a man just flashed his gun and, like, what was he meant to do? Like, stop him?
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, no.
I do feel it for both sides. So like you say, it's respecting, you know, what's happened and the tragedy that happened there. But also, business have to run, and it's not like
business having to run isn't an offense to the people who went through what they went through at that event.
Yes and no. It's weird, because then think if you take it to heart, as in, say if it was a family member yours, like how well would you take that?
Because
then what else would they do there? What, a block of flats? Like,
but my first thought, I don't think my emotion would be towards the place it happened at.
Okay, good. Okay,
I think it would be at how it happened
to prevent it,
you know what I mean? I'd be looking at, okay, so at what point, looking at security event, security videos going, okay, at this point, maybe the door should have been shut.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And which security person did not decide to do that? As opposed to the whole establishment as a whole being this big, thunderous, scary place that cannot now open ever again because somebody in the security team didn't do the right thing at the right time.
Yeah.
So, but again, like you said, it's a weird one because I can also understand you're hurt. So you've lost somebody, or, you know, you've been scarred by the place. So
yeah,
you kind of feel they're at fault as well. So
yeah, prayers, man, prayers for people that have been affected by that. On a different subject, totally different. Weddings, we know they could be expensive. They could cost an arm and a leg. And I read another wonderful quote. Not a quote, but someone said he spoke to his uncle the other day and his uncle said he's only now just finishing off paying for the wedding. I even said how much it cost you. So the wedding happened in 2013. The wedding cost 80K. He's only just finished paying for it.
80K?
80. Now, are you a fool for paying for a wedding for that much?
Is he still married?
He better be.
Hey, look.
Hey.
Hey,
yo. Hey. Run me back my piece.
Hey. Listen here, woman. Let me tell you something. See if you get vexed or you're like, hey, I'm done with this. Take yourself to another room, cool down, and come back. You still got 47,000 to pay off for this, bitch. I don't know where you've been.
80K.
It's just a bad business investment. It's just, oh. I guess. Oh.
But it's love. It's, no, it is consumerism. It is this society right now. It is young people and they just want everything. It's social media, everything looking so beautiful, so glorious and so magical that they are thinking, yo, we need to spend 80K on a wedding. Now, ooh. I know I'm one of them people. I'm fully aware a wedding has to be a magical moment. Maybe for the woman, she's her first time. She's never been married. She's had the dream. She wants it to be magical, beautiful. He wants the same thing. I get it. Magical, beautiful. You can do it. You just don't need to spend more on the wedding than you may spend in the first 10 years of your married life together.
I hope that includes the honeymoon.
No.
No, you reckon no?
No, no. But even if 80K for all of that is irrational.
You know, like they say, love.
Don't cost a thing.
No, love triggers the same part in the brain that is triggered when you take crack. So it makes sense. A lot of stuff makes sense. No, it's true because it is like a
people big go thing. Crack for love.
Yeah, no, because you know love is.
So you're basically saying love is crack.
Yeah, because there's only two things I know. There's only two things I know that
I'm never being in love again.
There's only two things I know that have made me witness sane people do the craziest of things.
Love.
Love and drugs.
Love and drugs.
That sound like an LP ready to come nothing out. That's an album title right there. Love and drugs.
No, that's the title option right there. Love and drugs.
I've seen from love people do crazy things. I've seen people do crazy things because they're in love, or like react in crazy ways.
Would you say you're scared to love because of that?
Never in my world. Because I'm not.
I haven't got an addictive personality, so I don't. I don't think if I don't. Nah, I'm not scared because of that. Nah, because I like to think I'm grounded. I like to think I'm pretty grounded.
Grounded people can
be loved. I don't drink alcohol. I don't, you know, smoke or anything like that. You know, I'm well in control of myself. So, yeah, man, I think I'm...
Oh, yeah, you're prime for love to come through. Yeah, fuck prime. Your shit up. Oh, yeah. Feet on the ground. Shit. Everything is good. I wish a woman would try and make me love her. Bam! Shit. Boom! Out of nowhere. And now you're sweating. Now she's not answering the phone and you're like, why isn't she answering the phone?
Gabs me on the pod like, yeah, so this situation, yeah? I said I loved her.
Oh my God.
And she didn't say it back. And it's like, but I know she feels for me.
Yo.
It's crazy.
Gabriel is prime for a love right hook.
I'm thinking of all the crazy things I've seen people do because of love. And it's mad. Like, it's actually...
Hey, love will make you do some crazy things, boy.
Crazy.
You won't realise... And the thing is, sometimes... Because you're in the middle of it...
You don't realise.
You won't realise how crazy it is. And sometimes it's only afterwards that you look back, you're like... Yeah, I was on some shit.
Yeah.
Love turned me jealous at one point.
Yeah, no, it did.
And I'm not a jealous type of person. I had to stop. I was like, wait, what?
Wow. When did I become that guy?
Yeah, no, it's crazy because you know when people talk about even stuff like checking partners' phones,
yeah,
or putting a tracker on a partner's car.
Yeah, I'm not bad at life.
These things are crazy.
Yeah,
man.
But you listen.
You don't know love until you've done that.
You've got PTSD from Iraq, from 9/11, and all types of shit that you've been through. For you to have to go, yeah. I need to know where you are at all times.
I know someone who was on that. Like they installed the tracker in their girl's car, but in a way where they weren't like, and yeah, the joint was on their app, on their phone. They knew where she went. It's crazy to me.
The worst thing for me, if you have no trust, I'm done. I'm out. I'm gone.
Yeah. That's it. That's it.
But because if you want to go for my phone, pay for my bill.
But at the same time, I've seen situations where partners makes their partner feel insecure.
Yeah.
By doing certain things.
Yes.
On purpose.
Yes.
Knowing it triggers their partner, and that's where I'm saying, where.
No, that's demon behavior because they know what they're doing, and two, they're doing it to keep that person in a certain state where they have a bit of control over them.
Mm. I've seen loads of girls do that.
That's old school game. That's demon game, though.
Like, can I go out with my friends? Cool. Who's going to be there? My ex. What?
Wait. What game?
why is this a good idea?
I'm not going to talk to him.
Yeah, but I've seen women do this. Like, yeah, just my ex and we've got mutual friends.
Oh, that man. That old chestnut.
I've seen that, but it's like, are you crazy or something?
You turn into Ike Turner, yeah?
Here's the thing. I'm not a controlling person, so if I was in a situation like that, I'll say, you know what? You can actually go, but just not whilst you're with me. It's not controlling. You're allowed to do this, but I am also allowed to react and leave a situation. So that way, I'm not controlling you. You're not controlling me. I'm allowed to leave a situation. Now, controlling is saying you can't leave the house. No, you can go do what you want.
No, but a little bit controlling is also saying, okay, well, yeah, sure, you can go, but that's the end of this relationship if you do.
Yeah, no, because I don't want to control anyone.
But that's
But this is the thing. I'm not binded. I don't want to feel as if I'm binded to an individual.
So I would stop
that individual from living their best life. Listen, if my wife wants to just wake up all of a sudden and become a hoe, listen, live your best life, bro. But I can't stop you. That might be your path. That might be what God meant for you.
No, but your life. Sorry, you said his wife. So there's something at least going. At least a hoe blocker. Let's call wedding rings hoe blockers. There's a hoe blocker saying no.
That's another thing. I've got a different take because I don't feel as if any human owns a human, regardless of vows, what you've bought them.
You should go back in time, the slave times, and say that.
That's mad. That's dark. That's very dark. That is very dark. That is very, very dark. That is dark, humor. That is crazy. That's so crazy.
Gabriel, that was dark. That was funny, though.
I don't agree with people feeling they own people.
No,
because you know, you're my partner. So at the same time, right, I understand, look, if there has to be a partnership, there has to be something called compromise, right? So it has to be, listen, I make certain decisions, right?
When I say jump.
I make certain decisions that, you know, I may not want to make, but for the better of, you know, for this thing to happen, for this combination, this whatever it is, partnership to work, I'm going to make certain decisions. However, the moment I choose to make decisions that go against the partnership, yeah, man. Do what you want to do. I can't control you. I'm not going to
pay you. What do you want to do? He's paying them Jedi tricks, boy.
He's so Nigerian.
I don't control you.
I've seen people,
to your party. Enjoy. Say hi to him.
Yeah, I've seen people fall off.
I'll leave my key at the door.
I've seen a lot of people fall off because they think, okay, no, you can't go. They'll have an argument. They'll be shouting, you can't go. No, you're my girl. How can you be my girl? You want to go see your ex? Me, I wouldn't even say that. I promise you I wouldn't say that.
But your behavior and what you've said is saying the same thing.
No, it's not. Just, my behavior is
saying, it is saying the same thing.
You're not saying nothing. It's saying still saying something.
It probably is, but my behavior is also saying at the same time. I understand that in this life, right, you have to do what's best for yourself. Some people are innately selfish, right? I think humans are innately selfish, actually. I think in this life, you've got to do what's best for yourself. If being a hoe is your calling, do it. Because you know what? When you die, only you can say, I've lived the life I wanted to live. I can't live your life for you, bro. Go outside and hoe.
But, in the scope of the... Wait. No, he's not something completely different. In the scope of the scenario that you created, right? Yeah. And she says that she's going to a party. Who's going to be there? She says, my ex. Now, that's not to say that she's going to the party for the ex, to see the ex, to talk to or even interact with the ex. She's just going to this party where she may have heard he's going to be there.
Okay, that's fine. No, that's fine. But I'm talking about going out as a collective, as a group of friends, and the ex is a part of that group of friends because you've got mutual friends. I've seen people do that. I've seen women do that. I've seen men do that as well. And I'm saying those are behavioral traits to me that are toxic. But at the same time, if that was to happen to me, I'm not going to control you.
So if you're going there with your girl and she mentions, oh, my ex may be there.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, cool.
But that's if fine, she's but by herself.
Mention, but when did you mention that to me?
No, but if she. So wait. So Gabriel, if she's by.
When did you mention it?
That got real eye turning right there, innit?
Because now I can go home. Yeah. I could drop you there, pick you up afterwards. You can have fun. I'll go home.
Why do you want
to
go
home? Why do you have to go home?
I'm saying, you've got to make me aware of certain things before we got this halfway there. My ex might be there. No, okay, cool. You didn't make me aware of that.
So, as a consequence for your behavior, bitch, you go enjoy your party.
It's not even as a consequence.
I'm going to be home playing FIFA, minding my goddamn business, and packing my shit. Yeah.
You enjoy it.
Still want to go out and enjoy your little party, do ya? Gabriel, that's basically what you're doing. No, still want to go enjoy your little party, do ya?
No, you've been hooked.
Yeah?
No,
want to be with me? Want to be with me, do ya? No, yeah? Want to go enjoy your little party, do ya?
I would never intentionally let someone hoodwink me. So, if you hoodwinked me, and I have the ability to stop myself from getting hoodwinked, I'm going to... Because look, she could have told me before we left the house, my ex was going to be there. Right? But she didn't. She waited until we was right outside or halfway in on the motorway, and then she...
Can you see the times tables that he's in?
That's manipulative behavior.
Can you see the times table maps that he's gone to? That's from manipulative that whole... behavior.
But if she just found out on the way there that her ex might be there, that's fine. I'll go. But don't withhold information from me. Wow. And then tell me because I don't have time to react or I can't, or you think as if I can't react now. That's not right, bro. That is not right. That's not right. That ain't right.
Anime.
Oh my God.
That ain't right, man. That ain't right. No, I don't think that's right. I think people should make you aware of what you're going into before you go into it. You shouldn't be told half. And that's with any type of dealings in life.
Okay, right.
Any type of dealings in life.
Gabriel.
I'm not going to be halfway. Even if I was with my guys and we're going somewhere and he says, oh, by the way, your ops might be there. The fuck, bro, you knew this before we left.
Gabriel, you made Gabriel, somehow you've made a point and disproved the point. And then disprove the original first second.
It's still the point. Make me aware of the terms and conditions. Make me aware of the terms and conditions before I sign the contract.
He wants the T's and C's.
Don't wait until the contract is in front of my face, right? And then you start to tell me, oh yeah, by the way, we take 40%, and then we take 60, and then we no. Make me aware of that before I get in the room with the pen in my hand. That's not fair. Can't do that. That's not the right way to run business.
Okay, it don't do.
So, you know, yeah. But I don't believe in people controlling their partners. I believe in partners. If your partner wants to go astray, you can't do anything to stop them. They're a human at the end of the day. What can you do apart from shout? What can you do? Like, I'm really intrigued. What can you do to stop your partner from going astray? Nothing. People end up in jail because they think they can.
Yeah, but Gabriel, but the thing about a relationship is that you have the trust and you have the belief and the knowledge in yourself that if your partner wants to go out and do what they're going to do, your partner can go out and do what she wants to go out and do.
I'm saying to you is this. If you're with your partner, and your partner wakes up and says, oh, I want to be a hoe today. I'm sick and tired of this shit. I'm sick and tired of all this shit. And I want to be a hoe. What can you do to stop that behavior? You can't do anything. And a lot of guys think they can do something and they end up in jail. You can't do nothing. Humans have so much power and they know they have power. Yeah, they know they have, like, can't do nothing about it. Put it this way, yeah? Cool. Playing football back in the day, right? Yeah. The guy with the football has the power to pick up the ball and go home, right?
Yeah.
But the chances are he's not going to do that because he understands, you know, in order for us to all enjoy
it. He does want to play.
There's some commitment.
He does want to play. He just wants to show, yo, it's my ball, I can take this off.
But there's some loyalty to it. Like, it's the wrong thing to do. Like, you just wouldn't do that, right? Even when you're tired, I want to go home. You won't just take your ball. You might leave it out and say, yo, man, then bring it back to me when we're done. That ball you might never see again. But that's that trust you have with your guys, right?
Yeah.
Cool. But at the same time, at the same time, if your boy decided, fuck it. Last goal wins.
That's happened.
And they just pick the ball up and leave. You can't do anything.
No, you can't.
You can't. That's what I'm saying. You can't do anything. You can't. So I'm saying, if someone's woman decides they want to be a hoe, you can't do anything. Said, you have to let it happen. Said,
so to return to my earlier point.
You can't do anything, man. You can't do anything. I'm just saying, that girl was the hoe, man. Let her go out of the hoe, man.
That's the words of Gabs. AKA Ike.
If she was the hoe, let her go out and hoe, man. You'll end up in jail trying to stop her.
All right, Gabs, I've got a question for you.
Jonathan Majors learned the hard way. I'm sorry. Oh, wow. That guy's got a criminal record.
Wow.
Oh, this is madness.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What is the black way of saying, hey, buddy?
What are you saying?
It depends on how you say it as well.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy, you can't do that.
Okay, see, that's a different type of hey, buddy. That's the, hey there, buddy.
Don't you dare, buddy.
What things do we say that should be rude? That's not rude.
Ooh.
Say no more. That's rude. How dare you tell me to say no more? How dare you?
No. Yeah. I don't mean no disrespect.
Yeah.
We're blatantly, all you're going to do is disrespect.
Yeah.
No, fam, come in. Let me tell you something. Ooh. Yeah. There are levels of that.
Yeah.
Especially if you're kind of approached a certain way.
Let me talk to you for a minute.
Are you listening? Are you listening? Oh, that's the one. That's rude.
That burns. Because you were.
Are you listening?
And they know you were.
Didn't you hear what I said?
But
boom.
That sounded like someone dead. Boom.
Or even when someone told you something, can they say, don't tell anyone? Make sure you don't tell no one. What do you mean, mate?
You know, you've kind of just shown that's nil and void for everything.
Yeah, wait, tell me that.
If I do tell someone, what are you going to do about it, huh? Nah, that's crazy. Don't tell no one.
It's a test, isn't it?
Yeah, nah.
It's a serious test.
But yeah, I say, hey, buddies, walk on. What are you saying? What are you man saying? Yeah, what are you saying?
What are you saying? Nah. Hey, buddy.
Oh, my God. What? No, wait. I got a good one.
Okay.
And this happened in real life. I was coming home the other day on the train. Suddenly, this smell gets on. I smell the person before I see him. This lady, maybe possibly homeless, maybe just going through some hard times. She definitely smiled like she was going through some hard times. But she walked through the carriage, she was on the phone, and she was like, "Oi, I kill people, you know." Everyone on the train looked at each other like, "What? Like today?" Because like, I looked up like, "Yo, we'll rush if we need to." But yeah, that's what it is. Hey, buddy. Oh, yeah, I kill people, you know.
Hey, buddy.
Fam, am I a dickhead? There you go. That's it.
Hey, bud.
Am I a dickhead?
Yes.
Oh, that's a... That's...
My dickhead is one still.
That's a big one.
Yeah. My prick. My dick. Oh, yeah. That's one.
You cannot. You can't.
What?
You can't. You can't pause. Am I a dickhead?
No, I mean, me saying that's a big one.
Yeah. That's you.
Shut up, bitch.
That's you, bro.
Alright, I got two last little topics, yeah? If animals could talk, which would be the rudest one? I reckon ostrich. Is it ostrich? Yeah. Or hippo? They look rude.
Nah. Cats. All fucking day.
It's a certain type of cat. It's called like a caracal. It's called like a caracal cat. They hiss, and their ears like and they hiss. Like they're the rudest. Like, I think they're the rudest animals.
I sometimes think that cats are the black,
and but
the black people of the animal kingdom.
Monkeys are rude because they just grab any like they monkeys are rude.
Well, they grab Tuntun.
They would. They would. Well, probably
you, the scary thing with monkeys though is that because you can see so many close characteristics to humans, you're like, I feel like I'm looking at somebody who I can communicate with. But you see a cat, when a cat looks at you and you're like, you're talking to you like, what, and it's just they're going, they're like,
yeah, they don't care. Yeah.
In your own head, you hear the voice of what the cat is saying. It's like, yo, I'll fuck you up. And you can hear that voice in your head.
That's the way they look at you,
but
though.
Cats don't. Is there a way to train cats? Because I've never seen a cat that listens. They only listen to when it's time to eat.
Yeah,
you can't really train a cat. Like,
yeah, I'm training my cat at the moment. Okay. She knows her name. She knows when it's time to eat. Yeah, you can do certain things.
You can do certain things, but to totally train a cat, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I remember there was one time I went to my boy's house and I went through the. I was gonna go through the front, and then he was like, "Oh no, you're gonna have to come through the back because the door's not working."
Hey, yo,
pause. Crazy, innit? Madness. You're gonna have to go through the back. So he was like, "Oh."
So good, he said it twice.
He was like, "How do I get there?" Oh, Jesus.
Get there if you can. There's a hills and mountains.
Gabriel, people don't get to go around the back very often, so if you get the offer.
His cat has come. Oh, wow.
We are. No!
His cat's in front of me. And then his cat was like walking and showed me how to get there. I don't know if he told her to do that.
Oh, the cat led you to the back.
The cat led him, yeah.
But I don't know if that was a learned trick or something.
The pussy cat.
The cat led him to the back door.
But you
that's
might
a sentence
train,
for Reese right there.
You might be able to train cats to do stuff like that. Though. I don't know. I think
what, to lead you to the back?
This is crazy.
I've seen people train their cats to high five. And I've seen people train their cats to use those, they put buttons on the floor that say certain words. So when the cat's hungry, the cat will go to the one and press food. Food now, bitch. Yeah,
I've seen that. I saw that on IG. I've even seen like cats like give like massages. Cause they do that thing with their paws, isn't it?
I don't think that's a massage though.
The person was laying on their back.
It's making biscuits.
And they're just.
It's making kneading. Biscuits.
The thing they do that annoys me is that purring thing. Where it's like they're vibrating and they're
They're cussing you inside. That's what they're doing.
Why do they do that again?
Because they're happy.
Oh, is that?
That's a sign of happiness.
That's a sign of happiness.
Yeah.
Their face don't say that.
Oh no, they always look like they're ready to kill.
Yeah.
But when they're inside, that's happiness.
See, at least with dogs, show emotion. Like you can see, and dogs listen.
Yeah, but dogs are the slaves of the animal kingdom, man.
Yeah, but they listen though. That's what I like about them.
No, they don't.
What, you think dogs don't listen?
No, really, no.
Nah, dogs listen, bro. Dogs.
When they want.
When they're ready.
Nah.
But again, it depends on how you've on how you've trained your dog.
Oh, trained dog would always listen. Yeah, but yeah, maybe not one of them. When them dogs are trying to ban, but they have banned bullies, XL bullies.
I wouldn't want a dog like that, man.
All right.
I like them.
I think, so in answer to the question, I think because of just anytime I look at this animal, I hear a voice in my head of what that animal is looking at me thinking, it's cat. It's cat all day long. Anytime I see a cat, anytime a cat looks at me, I'm like, yo, I respond to what I've heard the cat say in my head, even though the cat ain't said shit.
Mm-hmm. A moth. What? If they count.
No.
They're rude as fuck, man. They're rude as fuck, bro. They're just tapping on your window.
What kind of moths you got, bro?
You know the scary thing about moths? They're literally dust. Yeah. And when you kill a moth, it's dust. Like, it don't make sense. What is that?
That's actually a really funny fucking thing to say. Because it is true. And it makes no sense. And that is something that has never actually been explained to me as a human being.
Are they the butterflies?
What?
They're butterflies, isn't
it? Butterfly. Okay, got it. But again, the thing is moving. So it's flying around. Again, it's tapping on the window. Tuk, tuk, tuk. You can hear it just batting against the window. Yeah. You catch it. Bam.
And it turns and then into it's dust. Just... So I'm like, why hasn't it turned into dust when it's hitting the window? It's going, tuk, tuk, tuk. You hear it. Oh my god, nah. Moths, man. I don't know what's worse. Moths or mice? No, mice are worse.
Mice are worse.
All day, every day.
Horrible. Oh my god.
Because you don't see them until you see them and you're like, did I just. And you know what you did. You know you did.
Yeah, nah, mice make me sick.
That one. That move.
Yeah. Oh, and you're thinking, did I just.
Yeah, you did. You and know now. You think of mice? And the worst thing is, you don't know where it's gone.
Yep.
But you know it's here. You know, man, fuck mice.
Yeah?
Fuck
yeah.
Mice.
You know what? I bought a box of Olu plantain crisps. Man, I spent a good amount of money on that.
They got in there, didn't they?
They got in there, but you know why they're disrespectful? They don't eat one. They just eat holes in every single packet. Fuck mice, man. Who does that? And then they shit it. No. They're not normal, bro. Mice ain't normal, bro. Mice are not normal.
And then they shit in the bag as well. Normal. I was here.
You have a big whole bag. You're there biting all the other... 24! Why are you biting 24 bags? Nah, mice are horrible, man. They're horrible. I don't even see them.
And dropping the kids off.
Yeah, but fuck mice, man.
And the way they how quickly they can reproduce is insane.
Yeah, scary.
Like, scary, yeah, scary.
When you start seeing the really small ones about, you're like, oh, shit. Yeah.
It's mad. It's
I've
mad.
Got a problem.
Big problem.
It's crazy. Oh, yeah, nah.
And the last thing I wanted to just mention is apparently there's going to be a World Cup tournament for players over 35 years old.
What, Masters Football? Isn't that what it was called?
I think so, yeah.
Masters Football. And they used to
Anyone intrigued by that?
I mean, I'd like to see, I'd like to see if, Kaká's still got it. Luis Figo still got it, a couple of players.
Don't really care.
But I wouldn't really. Well, it's not going to be competitive.
No.
So yeah, it's like quite as a gimmick.
Like there's no.
I would say make the pitch smaller. So
there's no established.
But that's what I thought Masters Football is, right? Masters Football was they have all the older football players and it's like a small pitch and it's blue.
Yeah.
It's on Sky Sports, but they stopped doing it. So,
maybe they're bringing it back.
I appreciate. Yeah. I'd prefer that. I mean, there's no history. There's no teams. There's no history of supporting. There's no history of what the team's been through, etc. So, all the stuff that you love football now for. Most of the love of football is steeped in history of your history with your team, what they've been through, what you've watched them go through, etc., etc. So to just watch. Steven Gerrard, but you're not Steven Gerrard anymore. So I don't give a fuck if you scored from 35 yards.
Yeah,
Fair enough.
It's for sentiment, but I don't know. See, they need to be careful with what they're doing with football because they've already made some strange Champions League format.
Yeah, that's happening next year, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I don't know what's...
Yeah, it's a league now.
I did like the away goal. I really liked the away
goal. Me too.
I think it made football more fun.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it made it more
fun. I reckon
fun.
They're going to do a full circle soon. They're going to go back to... Cause
yeah, man. Listen,
who ITV, complained about how it is now? Like,
nobody.
ITV Champions League was goated. That was... Oh, my God. You know the question about Tan Line Pinky and... ITV, yeah, I don't know. That's a common.
But no, the worst mistake they had is when they, I think for a year, they had the rights to Match of the Day on ITV. That was terrible.
That was all. Yeah.
That was terrible.
Des Lynam days.
There was some guy that used
they
to
put
come
that
on,
right back
there
on.
There was
the
a
BBC
guy
one.
That used to come on after Match of the Day as well. That everyone used to turn off the channel. His name was like Manish, and he used to do like the Championship ones.
Oh my God, Manish!
Manish, it's time to turn it off. It's time to.
I don't want to know about that shit.
Wow. My championship, he was scoring the craziest goals.
Yeah, they were
craziest.
Like, but I didn't want to watch that.
You don't want to watch it, yeah?
No,
Manish, you know.
Manish,
I remember Manish. Where is he now, man?
Boy, it's probably the sex. Wow,
big head Asian guy.
The viewers,
but
viewers.
Small, but yeah, just had a big face.
The views on that would have been. Yeah, because everyone turns off after that. So
yeah, pretty much.
That would have been crazy.
Well, that was the end of episode 190. Oh, you got anything to say?
That's crazy.
I was just going to say it's not number two.
It's definitely number two.
I would just like to say, as always, thank you to the listeners, thank you to the commenters, thank you for the sharers. Be happy in your life. Make sure you tell somebody you love them and check on your happy people.
Ooh, check on your happy people.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Check on your not so happy people too.
Check on them too.
Yep.
What about you, Gabs?
Yeah, no. You know what? Checking your happy people is something that I'm. Yeah.
Unless you want to go to your party with your ex, then you know.
Yep. And guys, don't be controlling your women, and women don't be controlling your men. You can't even see me, but I'm looking at the camera saying it.
Yeah, actually.
Hey, if they want a hole, let them hole. Okay?
Oh my god.
Stop it. Let them hole, okay?
I just want to say thank you for all the support, the love. Keep showing it. We'll keep on doing what we do.
Almost at 200!
Yeah, man, we've got more in store for you. Hopefully, everyone will be back next week. But peace, love, and happiness and all that.
We should do mushrooms.
Hell no.
No?
No, man.
Mm. No, see what, you won't experiment with a mushroom?
No.
No? You would, yeah? I would.
Of course you would. I thought you don't do drugs.
That's viable, actually. If you caught it at the right time.
You don't do love and drugs, no?
No, but you know what? Our DMT and mushrooms are natural, so.
Anyway, on that note, peace.
Oh, right?
Happy birthday, Reese.
Happy birthday, Reese. Don't do drugs.
If it ain't snowing.
No, don't bother say it.
No, if it's snowing,
oh my God,
then I ain't going.
Hey!
This is your delivery.